Ramsey TV.
What in the world does the Christian term rapture have to do with the Greek word harpazo used by Paul in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, used to describe the snatching away of living members of the body of Christ? That's my simple question today. Isn't rapture a Blondie song? It was in the 80s. Probably still is. The Greek word harpazo, it means to snatch. Where Christianity gets rapture, I don't know. Like a lot of other things, they invented it. And I'm glad they did. And let me tell you why. Because Christianity invented this term, then we are then freed to use the actual term, which is good for us, but the really bad part for them is that they now have a wrong term to describe an event that they have a completely wrong idea about and that they will in no way participate in. Yes, I'm glad I said all that. It satisfied me deep down inside. Because God arranged for the misdirection. God is full of misdirections. I'll get back to that. But he also invented a term, Christianity, which I despise and I disassociate myself from it. That's the name of the organized religion with Jesus' name on it. It's an evil entity. So since Christianity has taken that and fouled it, we are free from it, and we can call ourselves simply believers. And whenever we hear Christianity, we don't have to rally around what they rally around, because not only do they have the wrong term, Christianity, it's true the believers of the circumcision were styled Christians. They were called Christians, but that was a term of mockery. It wasn't something that the believers in Christ themselves named themselves. It was something that was foisted on them from without. Nevertheless, Christianity is a completely foreign term to the scriptures. And naturally, of course, like the Trinity, the Christian religion has taken a false phrase. Paul calls it in 1 Timothy 4, the hypocrisy of false expressions. False expression, rapture, false expression. Christianity, false expression. Another false expression, the Trinity, false expression. Christianity owns these terms, which is great because the terms are wrong and everything they believe about the thing is wrong. And that, but see, it doesn't mean that the thing behind what they're doing is wrong. But it's a false term around a false notion, but in the environment is the true thing, but it has an obscure name that the mainstream doesn't recognize, allowing it to be embraced by us as sort of a shadow government in a way, like we're the true ones and we're embracing the real thing, and we have an obscure term for it that happens also to be an accurate term. I hope I'm making myself clear. I know this is just a little bit complicated. But Christianity owns the rapture. And their idea of the rapture is anybody who says the name Jesus, anybody who claims the name Jesus, anybody who said, Lord, Lord, didn't we do wonderful works in your name? Didn't we heal the sick in your name? And he'll say for me, depart from me, workers of lawlessness. I never knew you. Okay, those people, yeah. Okay, those people, they think that anybody who names the name of Christ in that manner, anyone who has a metal fish applique on their car, anyone who owns a Bible or who has watched a Jesus movie is going to be taken away in the air at the return of Christ for Israel, and that they have the scenario called, what is that movie they called? What is the movie that Christianity made about the rapture? Left Behind. There it is. Ah, shoot. I was almost pleased that I couldn't think of it. Left Behind, yeah. And their scenario for that event is that all the worldlings, all the people who didn't believe in Jesus like they did, they're going to be left behind. And they, the wonderful believers, what they call themselves, the members of the body of Christ, are going to, and there's millions of them, according to them, because the roles of the Christian religion has millions, millions. It's the most popular religion, and millions of people are going to be taken into heaven. Their scenario is that airplanes are going to crash because all the pilots are believers, don't you know? Buses are going to crash. All the bus drivers are believers, don't you know? Probably the merry-go-round ride at the county fair will go off the tracks because, don't you know, the merry-go-round operator is a nominal Christian. Nominal, that means Christian in name only. And so that's their whole scenario about the thing they call the rapture, which is fine. Why is it fine? Because their whole scenario is wrong. Every single thing I mentioned is wrong, 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 wrong. They got it wrong. And the name they call it is wrong. So how perfect is that? It's wrong wrapped in wrong. It's a bad check written to cover a bad check. The whole thing is wrong. They're not in the body of Christ, this mass, vast group of nominal people who name the name of Christ, because the body of Christ is an exclusive group of people called out by God before the disruption of the world to believe Paul's evangel. The body of Christ is not found in Israel, but of course this vast throng of nominal believers, they mix. They don't see it as an exclusive Paul message. They love the Ten Commandments. They worship the terrestrial Jesus, so they mix everything up. Paul pronounced an anathema on that in Galatians chapter 1. So these people aren't in the body of Christ. So they're wrong about that. And so they're, because they don't believe one essential aspect of Paul's gospel. I've been through this with you many times. They don't believe in the death of Christ for sin. They don't believe Christ died. They don't believe in the death of Christ for sin, because they believe they have to eliminate their own sin. They have to save themselves by believing in Jesus Christ, by using their free will. No compulsion on them whatsoever. Not from God, not from Satan, not from anything. They're completely independent of God. So they're not believers in anything except themselves. So they're going to be looking for the rapture like 5 years after the rapture happens. But the rapture will never have happened. It's called the snatching away. That's the meaning of the word harpazo, which Paul uses in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. We do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are reposing, lest you may sorrow according as the rest also who have no expectation. For if we are believing that Jesus died, and they don't believe that because they believe in the Trinity. Jesus is God. God can't die, therefore Jesus didn't die. So they don't believe Jesus died. If we are believing that Jesus died and rose, you can't believe he rose if he didn't die. Thus also those who are put to repose will God through Jesus lead forth together with him. For this we are saying to you by the word of the Lord, that we the living who are surviving to the presence of the Lord should by no means outstrip, that is, get in ahead of time, those who are reposing. For the Lord himself will be descending from heaven with a shout of command, the voice of the chief messenger, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall be rising first. Thereupon we the living who are surviving shall at the same time be snatched away together with them. That's verse 17. I said verse 13 earlier. Verse 13 launches this epic passage. Verse 17 is the verse that contains the word harpazo, which is snatch away. This is the true event that no Christian will be involved in. No Christian will be a part of this. They will still be on the earth. They'll still be looking for the WAP show. Where's the WAP show? I thought the WAP show was going to happen. Where's that wascally WAP show? We were supposed to be raptured with a wascally wabbit Bugs Bunny. Oh, but it wasn't the rapture. It was a piece of theological fiction. Oh, that's terrible. Actually, it's awful. It's pathetic. But there ain't going to be no rapture. It's a snatching away. So God has brought this deception in. And it's just wrong on every level. They're not in it. They're wrong about every aspect of it. And they named it the wrong thing. They pulled it out of their collective ass. Rapture? What does that have to do with snatching away? The word was used in another passage, Jesus saying, talking about a wolf snatching a sheep out of the fold, snatches the sheep. What? He raptures the sheep? As a sheep, like, man, what a rapture! That sounds like a Blondie song. Oh, I'm being carried away by a wolf. Rapture. Yeah, ridiculous. So, I love how God protected the right term, threw away the crap term, gave it to the crap religion that believes all the crappy things like free will, eternal torment, and the Trinity, and unfortunately is going to give them intermediate, like, crap future. Namely, they're going to be going through the tribulation. All because they loved tradition more than truth. They loved popularity more than truth. Yeah, that pretty much covers it. I was going to also mention the wonderful God thing God did with Christianity. He threw that term out there. The morons in the Christian religion grabbed on to it. Christianity, we're part of a group. Christianity, Christianity. And everything that Christianity believes is wrong. Again, the Trinity. Let's rehearse. The Trinity, free will, eternal torment, mixing the two gospels, thinking that you can mix the law and mix grace. They have a mixed evangel, therefore the curse is on them. Nothing right about it. And they have a throwaway term. But that leaves us free to use the term believers. We're believers and we're members of the body of Christ. They call themselves the bride of Christ. There's another great example, the bride of Christ. No, you're not the bride of Christ. There's no such term in the scripture. Bride of Christ? Woo! Throwaway term. God gave him that. And then there's I'll end with this, the shape of the cross. Christians can have the cross because Jesus wasn't crucified on a cross. So they had the wrong thing. It wasn't a standing pole with a crossbar on it. It was just one pole. That's how the Romans crucified. So they got that wrong too. So the cross has been made into the symbol of the fake religion that believes all the fake stuff, that has the fake terms for the fake rapture. And so the whole thing is like some kind of a fun house that's not very fun, with weird mirrors that contort everything. And it's just, you know, there's weird voices and noises. It's all fake. It's terrible. It's a fun house at the carnival. It's surrounded by pressed wood. You know, it's built with pressed boards and held together with duct tape and Elmer's glue. Because we can believe in the stake of the stake. It was a pole. So that's our exclusive thing, right? That the execution stake of Christ, that's ours exclusively. So we don't have to rally around the cross. We don't have to talk about, we don't have to, let's say, associate ourselves with the symbol of the world's most popular religion. Let's review, and then I'll call it a week. Call it a night, call it a week here. Let's review. The term rapture is a throwaway term. It's stupid. Christianity can have it. We believe in the snatching away. It's a secret event. We know details about it that they don't know. They're all wrong about it. We have, like, the truth. They have the shadow. They have the artificial construct. The term Christianity to describe a religion. That's theirs. That's theirs. Let them own it. We are believers in Paul's gospel. That's what I am. I'm a believer in Paul's gospel. They would never call themselves that. I'm a believer in Paul's gospel. No, they're Christians. So, oops. And then they rally around the cross. That symbol. That thing. They even have a Christian flag where the cross appears. So, isn't it interesting? And there's probably many other examples. It's almost like the false tabernacle I was telling you about during my talk in Evansville, Indiana. God creates this false thing that many people, many, many, many millions and billions of people gather around because for some reason there's something very attractive about it. And the thing is, there is a corresponding truth which I really haven't got to. Darn it. It's like there is a corresponding truth. So the Christian's rapture, there is a corresponding truth, but there, if you miss it by an inch, you miss it by a mile. So they miss it by a mile. They think they're being taken away, but they have a kernel of truth in that there is a group of people going to be taken away, but it's not them. It's this other group. It's not called the rapture. It's called harpazo. It's called the snatching away. It doesn't involve millions of people. It involves maybe 500 living saints. And so, yeah, there is that corresponding truth. So near and yet so far are they. Same thing with Christianity. They think, oh, we're this giant organization that worships Christ. Well, they're right about there is an organization that worships Christ. It's just not theirs. It's called Those Who Believe in Paul's Gospel, and it's a small group. But there's still the same thing they're wanting to happen. Well, we believe in Christ. Yeah, well, we believe in Christ. They're posers. They don't believe in Christ. We actually do believe in Christ. Then we come down to the cross. Yeah, Jesus was crucified on the cross. Well, they have this truth, right? Jesus was crucified. So see, it's so near the truth. That's why this religion is so dangerous, Christianity. It's so near the truth. It's near it. And that's what makes it the most deceptive religion out there, because it uses the name of Christ. They've even spoiled that. And then they have these near symbols, these near truths, but they're off. They're far, far away. If you miss it by an inch, you miss it by a mile. If you miss it by a mile, you miss it by 5,000 yards. And by God, they've missed it by 5,000 yards.